This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa hissir li amri wa ahlu luqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a beautiful tradition about the best of mankind. Of course, this question was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, different times, different persons. And today I have one of his answers that takes into account the situation of the person. And of course, all of these answers are applicable for all times. So let me read the tradition in Arabic, translate it, and explain its beautiful meanings so that we can enhance and beautify our understanding and practice of Islam. قِيلَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَفْضَلُ قَالَ كُلُّ مَخْمُومِ الْقَلْبِ صَدُوقُ اللِّسَانِ صَدُوقُ اللِّسَانِ قَالُوا صَدُوقُ اللِّسَانِ نَعْرِفُهُ فَمَا مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ قال هو التقي النقي لا اسم فيه ولا بغي ولا غل ولا حسد الراوي عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما المصدر صحيح بن ماجه The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, somebody asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is the best of mankind? He replied, everyone with a pure heart, also truthful in speech. So they further inquired, we know who is the one truthful in speech, but what do you mean by mahmum al-qalb? Mahmum al-qalb is the phrase that the Prophet used. So I translated the one with pure heart. He said, he is the one who is pious, with a clean heart, that is purged of sins, animosity, malice, or jealousy. This is a very critical tradition. It teaches us about important lessons. Some important lessons about developing sound morals and character. It stresses the role of piety, truthfulness, and purification of heart from spiritual diseases such as sins, animosity, hatred, malice, ill feeling, and jealousy. All of these are considered poisons. They are diseases, spiritual diseases, and we cannot proceed on the spiritual path unless we purge our heart. Just like weeding out the garden, you know, when you prepare the soil before you plant, you need to weed out. So unless we purge our heart of these vices, we cannot fill our heart with light, and the iman will not be sinking deeper in our heart. So it begins by narrating a teaching moment in the life of the Prophet. You know, Prophet was sitting with his companions. Of course, he uses every opportunity that he sits with them to teach them, impart lessons. So companions were always eager to ask questions. And you have so many traditions where the companions come and ask the Prophet, either they are already there or somebody comes from outside, asks a question, and then others listen, and they may have questions. So the Prophet was the best teacher, best communicator. So he was always, companions were eager to ask questions, and actually the Prophet encouraged them to ask questions because questioning, you know, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was asked, how did you become such a scholar? So his answer was, "Utitu lisan saula wa qalban aqula." I was gifted with an inquisitive tongue, that is a tongue that is always busy asking questions, keen to ask questions. وَقَلْبًا أَقُولَ And also I was trying to understand, because Allah gave me an intelligence whereby I can try to understand things. So oftentimes Prophet would motivate them to ask questions. Questioning is the way to learn. There are so many interactive sessions recorded in the Hadith. This time a person asked him, who is the best of humankind? The Prophet have been asked this question a number of occasions by different individuals. And we find him answering it differently to suit the occasion. However, the focal point of all his answers is that ethics and morals are integral to Islamic spirituality. You know, Islam is not simply rituals we perform. It is something that should shape our character, change our character, change our heart, you know, help us to develop spiritually and morally. So the Prophet was asked, what takes people to heaven? He said, piety and good morals. Hence the importance of purging our hearts, speech and morals of all vices. In this hadith, Prophet used a phrase, mahmumul qalb. It was unfamiliar, although they were people and they boasted about their eloquence, because, you know, Arabs call themselves Arabs and they say others are ajam. Ajam means they are not articulate, they don't have eloquence like them, they have. So they used to pride themselves over their ability, mastery of eloquence. So, and yet, look at this mu'jiza of Islam, the Quran and the prophetic speech. So he uses this phrase, which is unfamiliar to them, even though they were known for the eloquence. Because, you know, this Quran and the Hadith is taking, you know, this language to a higher level of sophistication, so that it is used, you know, to convey meanings, you know, layers of meaning, deeper levels, deeper dimensions of meaning. So they wanted him to clarify the meaning of mahmumul qalb. This is one of the many examples of ijaz, or miraculous quality, of the Quran and the Sunnah. It shows how the Arabic language had been enriched by the revelation. Miraculous nature of the Quran was responsible for drawing many people to Islam. We have the famous case of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He was an arch enemy of Islam and Muslims and used to pride in persecuting Muslims. But when he was exposed to the eloquence and the miracle of the Quran, he could not resist the power and the attraction of Islam, of the Quran. So he converted. Then he became one of the strongest defenders of Islam. So the word mahmum comes from the root word khamama, which is used for wiping the house clean of filth and dirt. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us to think of our heart as a place which needs frequent sweeping and mopping and cleaning, tidying up. Otherwise, you know, the dust will build, dirt will build, filth will be there. It's full of filth. So it's the phrase means keeping the heart free of all vices by continuous practice of cleansing. Imam Qurtubi says, mahmum al-qalb actually, are those with pure hearts that are free of malice, envy, or ill-feeling towards others. Stated differently, the hearts that are pure of anything other than Allah and the things he does not love, and thus all evil traits and vices. Also, it doesn't love, Allah does not love vices. So this heart, mahmumul qalb, are those hearts which free of this kind of traits. Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. In Surah 26, verses 88-89, the day when neither wealth nor children will be of any benefit, only those who come before Allah with a pure heart will be saved. As for the word saduqul lisan, it refers to those who are consistently truthful, Because saduq means it's different from sadiq. Sadiq is someone who is truthful. Saduq is consistently truthful. So that he never ever lies, never engages in double talk and things like that. Consistently truthful and free of speaking to please people or seek fame or name. Truthfulness is a second nature. That's the meaning of saduqul lisan. Such are the ones, as Tibi says, Allah has chosen them for piety. So they are like pure gold. The gold that has undergone the process of purification, ridding itself of all impurities. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. O believers, be mindful of Allah and be with the truthful. Not only we should be sadiqin, we should also our company, keep company of the truthful. Otherwise, we may be impacted by their bad traits, influenced. Ibn al-Asir says, for a person to attain the above virtues, it requires constant self-examination, mujahada, and struggle with the carnal soul, because carnal soul always tainted. But when we engage in muhasaba and mujahada, Allah will bless us. He will populate our hearts with piety, purity, penitence, humility, and reverence for Him. Thus, he enjoys the protection of Allah, as Allah told Musa alayhi salam, وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي, so that you would be brought up under my watchful eye. Those with pure hearts don't harbor malice towards others. If there is any bitterness left in their hearts, Allah will erase it for them. Allah says, وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَىٰ سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. On the day of judgment, we will remove whatever bitterness they had in their hearts, and in a friendly manner, they will be on thrones facing one another. The lesson that we learn from this beautiful hadith is, the hadith first of all shows the great zeal and yearning of Prophet's companions to enhance knowledge and practice of Islam. And the value of people in the sight of Allah is different from the value of people in the sight of people according to worldly standard, because we tend to judge people by worldly standards, wealth and fame and glory and whatever. But that is not the way Allah judges people. Allah judges people based on our piety and good morals and character. In order to get there, we need to purge our hearts of vices and all evil traits. So also hadith speaks of crucial nature of truthfulness and shunning ostentation and lying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us, inspire us to develop, to struggle with our carnal soul and to engage in self-examination, so that we continue to purge our hearts even as we keep our house clean. You know, from time to time, at least once a week we do that. We need to constantly clean our heart, wipe it clean, and purge it of all dirt and filth of sins. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.